USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After being convicted of murdering George Floyd, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been sentenced to more than 22 years in prison. He was convicted a few months ago. The attorney for the family of George Floyd, Ben Crump, wants Congress to pass the package with police reform. A bipartisan group of lawmakers began working on that 24 hours ago.
This should not be the exception when a black person is killed by brutality by police. It should be the norm.
George Floyd's family spoke, including his daughter and his brother Terrence.
The way we got here is because of our fight and your fight together. Y'all hit the streets. We thankful for y'all. And we just, I'm overwhelmed.
Chauvin still faces federal charges. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The governor of Georgia is speaking out against the DOJ's lawsuit over their new voting laws. USA Radio's Tim Berg has this.
Governor Brian Kemp is calling the Justice Department's lawsuit over Georgia's election law baseless. He says the Biden administration is weaponing the DOJ because a national vote measure went down to defeat in the Senate.
We are not backing down. I am not backing down. And I can tell you that Joe Biden, Stacey Abrams, and Merrick Garland don't scare me.
The Republican governor also calling the DOJ lawsuit unconstitutional and claimed the new law expands Georgia voting even more so than New York, New Jersey, and Biden's home state of Delaware.
President Biden has signed a law designating the site of the Pulse nightclub shooting in Orlando, Florida, as a national memorial. He signed the legislation during a White House ceremony flanked by lawmakers, survivors of the shooting, and LGBTQ leaders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The death toll from the collapse of an oceanfront condominium tower near Miami Beach rose to 4, with about 159 people unaccounted for as crews continued to search the debris for survivors. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava said about 120 people had been accounted for, but stressed that the numbers remain fluid. Authorities said at least 4 died in the sudden collapse of the 12-story Champlain Towers in Surfside. President Biden approved an emergency declaration that will provide federal aid to the area. The Homeland Security Department and Federal Emergency Management Agency, or FEMA, are authorized to help coordinate disaster relief efforts with local officials. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for Miami-Dade County. Surfside Mayor Charles Burkett said he hopes for more than just fiscal assistance and manpower. Authorities are looking into the cause of the collapse, which sent half of the tower crashing to the ground in just seconds. Microsoft is offering a new look at Windows 11. USA Radio's Lance Pry has this.
The new version changes both the look of the operating system as well as its underlying business model, as well as supporting Android apps for the first time. Windows has been steadily losing market share on the desktop, which itself has lost prominence to smartphones. Windows 11 only supports 64-bit processors, and there will be no 32-bit versions. For the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.